around here, I'd like to get one.
Wish I did, but I doubt whether there's any. Because, see, we don't raise cotton. I reckon we raised cotton 1 or 2 years and it wasn't worth it during my husband's lifetime, but Richard has never raised cotton. He's just cow fed. And pepper. I imagine old man Katz had pepper in that thing. Just a few things that we didn't. We had our own red pepper to make. We made pepper sauce with, and we're putting our sausage, don't you see? We raised it on the stalks in the garden, the red pepper and the sage. We didn't buy that. Well, we put that red pepper and the sage, we'd put it in the stove and get it brown and crumble it up and cry.
And what?
And cry. And it'd be so hot. And you crumble it up and you put that in your sausage, don't you see? And salt. I reckon you bought, so we bought salt. But we buy it by, I imagine, maybe a 50-100-pound sack of salt, don't you see? Because I remember it used to come in thick sacks, kind of like what they made out of the, cotton sacks. Mm-hmm. It was that thick salt.
But sugar wasn't prepackaged.
No.
So just weighed out of the barrel. You bought it.
We bought the whole barrel. We'd pay a 50 or 100-pound barrel of sugar. And the same way with flour. The whole barrel of flour. Whole big barrel. And he'd take the wagon and mules before it got bad, come go to town, and bring back that, don't you see, for Willa. And if he had to go to town anymore, he'd have to ride horseback because, see, it was roads, muddy. No roads.
Okay. Now, your mother would call you when you were working out in the field, say, or working out in the yard. She'd say, she's going to start a fire for have dinner. She'd say, bring in a...
No, we had to do that. They said that we had to do that early in the morning or late at night. That wood box sitting by there had a wood box for the stove.
Uh-huh.
All right, that wood box had to be kept full of wood and kindling. That was one must if you was going to eat. That and there was enough of us there. Some milked, some tended to 2 children that was younger, and some set the table, some washed dishes, and some done the wood box.
As much as you could carry would be a...
Uh-huh. Good Lord. Tote in the wood. You'd be sure and tote in that wood now.
Okay, nowadays when a light burns out, you put in a new...
Bulb.
But a new light...
Bulb.
Light bulb?
Yeah.
But a long time ago you had what? What did you do your studying about?
Lamps, boy. And you talking about having fun cleaning those lamp chimneys. Have you ever cleaned a lamp chimney?
Uh-uh.
Well, you haven't had any
fun.
What'd
you clean it with?
Newspaper. See, it's a robot catalog again coming in handy. And trim the lamps. You had to fill them up with coal oil. I reckon he bought coal oil too. Because we were lucky, though, in several years after that, a man, Tommy Norris, he lived over there by us. He had a cotton gin and he had a little country store. He pulled my first tooth, too. I don't know how old I was, but I know he gave me a stick of red peppermint candy.
Pulled your tooth?
Pulled my first tooth. That I remember being, my jaw teeth had to be pulled. And he lived just about, farm hen to that corner down there from us. And he had a store, and the first hat I ever had, his wife had a little millinery store on the side of it, and she'd get these frames and she'd put flowers on it. And the first hat I ever had that had flowers, Miss Coronaris fixed that flowers on that hat,
yeah,
too. And what was I fixing to tell about,
about the coal oil and the...
Yeah, he kept the coal oil. All right, you had to fill, you've seen a lamp, haven't you? Uh-huh. All right, you couldn't burn them but about 2 nights because the chimney would smoke. And you had to take those...